Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Chagiga. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet and Parak Beis Mishnah Hey as we continue learning the halachos of the karbonos brought on the Sholosh Regalim, the Olas Re'ia, and the Shalmei Chagiga. In the previous Mishnah Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah quoted a machlokas for us between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding whether or not you can bring the Olas Re'ia, the carbon ola that is all burnt, on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai, but Beis Shammai was of the opinion that you should bring it after Yom Tov. Beis Hillel was of the opinion that you could bring it on Yom Tov as well, even though none of it is eaten and all of it is burnt. The Mishnah here in Berak Beis, Mishnah Dalet, is going to elaborate upon this machlokas that we learned in the previous Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Atzeres Shechol Yos Be'Erev Shabbos, when Shavuos falls on a Friday, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Yom Tevoach Achar Shabbos, that the day of Shechting the Olas Re'iyah is after Shabbos, namely is on Sunday, that since this carbon may not be brought on Yom Tov itself, as Beis Shammai taught us in the previous Mishnah, or on Shabbos, therefore he has to wait until Sunday. Beis Hillel, Omer, Beis Hillel said, Ein Yom Tevoach Achar Shabbos, certainly there's no need to shech the animal after Shabbos, because according to him, the Olas Re'iyah is brought on Yom Tov itself. Umodim. However, he agrees, She'im Chalios b'Shabbos she'yom tavuach achar Shabbos, that if Shavuos were to fall on Shabbos, the day of shechting, all personal karbanos would be after Shabbos, namely, would be on Sunday, because it is usher to bring any type of personal karban on Shabbos itself. Continuing in the Mishnah. Now, when Shavuos falls on Shabbos and the Yantif, karbanos are shechted on Sunday, what are the halachos on that Sunday? It says the Mishnah Vein Kohen Gadol Mislabish Bekelev Mutar Behesped Vitainis, that the Kohen Gadol may not wear his special clothing that he would wear on the Yavim Tovim, his personal Yom Tov clothing, he would not wear on that day. He does, however, wear his special big day kahuna, which he must wear whenever he does any sort of avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah told us that the people are allowed to eulogize the dead, and they're allowed to fast. Even these activities are usher, are prohibited on days of Yom Tov. When a person brings a karbon, he must normally treat that day as a yantif, and he may not eulogize the dead or fast. On this day, however, these activities are allowed. Finishing off the Mishnah, Shelo Lekayim Divrei HaOmrin HaTeres Achar Shabbos. We show that this Sunday is not a Yantiv because we do not want to support the words of those who say that Shavuos always falls on the day after Shabbos, Macharas HaShabbos. That in the times of the Mishnah, the Tzedukim, they rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh and they concluded that Shavuos always falls on Sunday. They learned this from the Pasuk, which tells us in Parshas Emor, Usfartim Lechem Mimacharas HaShabbos, Ad Mimacharas HaShabbos HaShviyas. Literally means you shall account for yourselves from the day after Shabbos until the day after the seventh Shabbos. So, however, according to the Torah Shebaal Peh, to the Gemara, passed down from Moshe at Har Sinai, the Shabbos referred to in the Pasuk, when the count of Sfira begins, refers to the day of Pesach, and the second Shabbos means week. The Pasuk is therefore teaching us that Shavuos falls 7 weeks from the day after the first day of Pesach. The Tzedukim, however, rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they therefore understood that both Shabbosos are literally referring to the seventh day of the week, which is Shabbos, and therefore, in their opinion, the Pasuk means that Shavuos is always the day after Shabbos, namely Sunday, which is wrong, and therefore we make sure not to treat it at all like any sort of Yom Tov, to make it seem like Shavuos does not have to fall out on Sunday. Now, as we get ready to begin Parak Beis Mishnah Hey, we should note that from this Mishnah until the end of Maseches Chagiga and the end of Seder Mo, it is all going to be regarding the various halachos of Tumah, Vitara, of purity and impurity. As the Bar Tanura points out, even though the halachos of Tumah and Tara are not directly related to the karbanos of the Yom Tovim, which we've been discussing until now, nevertheless, the Tana included these halachos since there is a specific kula, a specific leniency in one of these halachos as it pertains to Tumah that applies uniquely to the Yom Tov period, as we're going to learn in Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. And as the Bar Tanur says, once the Mishnah had to teach that halacha, it included many other halachos of Tumah V'Tahara as well. Now, the Mishnah is going to explain how the halachos of Tumah and Tahara differ for items of five different levels of holiness, but it's important to know what those levels of five holiness are, from the least holy to the most holy. The first level is referred to as chulin, which is ordinary food. The second level is maaser sheni, which is what we've discussed numerous times until now, which is the special maaser that a farmer separates from his crop and he eats it in Yerushalayim. The maaser discussed in this parak specifically refers to maaser sheni, which has a certain degree of kedusha. Other types of maaser, whether it be maaser rishon, which is given to the levi, or maaser ani, which is given to the poor person, are no holier than chulin, and the lachos of tumah and tahara would apply to chulin and would apply to them in the exact same way. The third level of an item in terms of its level of kedusha is truma, the portion of one's grain and crop that are given to the kohen. The fourth level of kedusha are what we refer to as kodesh, the holy food belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, various portions of meat of a carbon that are eaten, and so on and so forth. And the fifth level of kedusha, the holiest of these levels, is the mechatas, which is literally, water mixed with the ashes of the para aduma that was used for purifying people, making them pure, and purifying utensil as well if they came into contact with a dead body. Now, aside from the halachos ani midaraisa level and the Torah level, the Chachamim made different Tumah and Tahara rules for each level. In most situations, the various gezeros made were to protect the Tahara of holier items, the purity of holier items, where we were stricter than those gezeros to protect the less holy items. The Mishnah is now going to begin by explaining how one purifies his hands from Tumah ani midarabana level before dealing with items on each of these five levels that we discussed until now. Now, just again, with the one last piece of introduction is that on a midrabanan level, stam yodayim, regular unclean hands, are considered tamei even when there is no evidence that they actually touched something that was tamei. Now, the reason for this gezeira is that a person often touches unclean parts of his body without realizing it, where he then to touch truma or kodesh without first washing his hands, the holy food could become disgusting to people and would not be eaten. There are also a number of ways to actually become tamei on a midrabanan level, as we will see. And therefore, to ensure that anyone who planned on handling truma or kodesh would wash his hands beforehand, the Chacham made a blanket, gezeirah, blanket decree, that unwashed hands must be purified before coming into contact with certain categories of food, as we're going to explain going forward. This is true even when it comes to handling chulin. This is why they also made a decree that hands become tamei on a midrabanan level. And therefore, if someone's hands touch a source of the tamei at a deraisa level, his entire body certainly becomes tamei, and he must immerse himself in a mikvah in order to purify himself. Let's begin the Mishnah. Notlin le'yadayim l'chulin u'lemaiser l'truma. We wash our hands by pouring water from a cup over them in preparation for eating bread that is chulin, because eating bread or a produce that is maaser sheni, or for handling truma, is necessary. Ula kodesh matbilin. But when preparing our hands for eating kodesh, again the meat that was used as a part of a carbon, we have to immerse them in a mikvah. Simply rinsing them from a cup is not going to be sufficient, is not going to work. Ula chatos, and before handling the mechatos, the water of the paraduma, we're even stricter than that. Im nitzmu yadav nitzmu gufo. If a person's hands became tamei on a midrabanan level through touching a source of tumah, then his entire body becomes tamei, and he must immerse himself in a mikveh in order to become tahor enough to handle the mechatas, in order to handle the holy water of the parah adumah. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet taught us that when Shavuos falls on a Friday, Bishan was of the opinion that the day of slaughtering should be after Shabbos, namely on Sunday, because again, the carbon may not be brought on Yom Tov according to Beis Shammai, therefore it certainly can be brought on Shabbos, and therefore it has to be brought on Sunday. Beis Hillel, however, was of the opinion that there's no need for a day to shecht the animal after Shabbos, because according to him, you could shecht the Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tov itself, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. However, Beis Hillel would agree that if Shavuos fell on Shabbos, the day of shechting, all the personal karbanos must be done after Shabbos on Sunday, because it is forbidden to bring any type of personal karban on Shabbos. However, in order to avoid the stukim and the deal with them, so as we will see, the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol may not wear his festive clothing. The people are allowed to eulogize the dead and to fast on that day. And we want to make it sure that the Tzedukim, who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, wouldn't think, oh, look, the Jews also only celebrate Shavuos on Sunday. No, absolutely not. We have to bring the carbon on Sunday, but we do believe that it's 7 weeks from the second day of Pesach. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay taught us that, before handling various items, you have to wash your hands by pouring water from a cup over them in preparation for eating bread that is regular bread. That's how we wash our hands in a tilas yadayim before eating bread. Or for handling any sort of truma, you must wash your hands in a cup. But when preparing our hands for eating kodesh, you must immerse them in a mikvah. And before handling the mechatas, the border of the parah aduma, then if one's hands became tamei on a midrabanan level, then his entire body becomes tummy, and he must immerse himself in a mikvah in order to handle the mei chatas. Have a great day.